6.8.
Now we come to the last part, delivery. You need to consider five key areas here. The first one is nerves. Most of us feel nervous when we speak in public, especially if we're speaking a foreign language. It can help if you breathe deeply. Breathing deeply calms you down and stops you speaking too quickly, which usually happens when you're nervous. The second area is voice. Obviously, it's important to speak clearly and not too quickly, but it's also important to sound interesting. If your voice sounds monotonous, your audience will fall asleep. Next, body language. Try to give the impression that you're relaxed and confident, even if you're not, and try to avoid nervous gestures or movements. An important element of body language is eye contact, and keeping eye contact with the audience is important to keep them interested in what you're saying. For this reason, you shouldn't read your talk or presentation. Instead, list key points on a flip chart or transparency and refer to notes as well if you need to. Stand rather than sit, but make sure you don't stand in front of visual information. And visual information is the fourth key area on our list. I mentioned earlier the importance of not presenting too much information at a time, and you saw in the handout phrases for focusing the audience's attention on what you want them to look at. Remember, too, to give them enough time to take in the information you're showing them. The fifth and final area is questions. The best policy is to answer questions in a polite, diplomatic way. The phrases in the handout should give you some help here. So, to sum up, the five areas you need to think about when delivering your talk or presentation are nerves, voice, body language, visual aids, and questions. Well, this brings me to the end of my presentation. Thank you for your attention. And now, if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.